A call from the aged care sector to adjust the COVID rules and show a bit of heart. So far, the retirement villages have not been included, apparently, in any part of the so-called roadmap. All they want is residents to see family as part of extended bubbles. Oceania Healthcare Chief Executive Brent Patterson's with us. Brent, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
What are the rules? Can you not extend if you're in an aged care facility as part of these new level three things and you can see a whole bunch of different bubbles? Aren't you part of that?
Not at the moment. So under compassionate grounds, we can obviously facilitate family members reconnecting with our residents, but not too much more.
And is the government aware of this? This is a deliberate decision on their part?
Well, clearly the government aware of it. I think safety is what everybody's focus is.
But isn't everyone vaccinated?
Not everyone in our village, but we have incredibly high vaccination rates, Mike. So our older citizens and residents, they really showed some leadership. They got out in front of us. They got vaccinated early. They certainly encouraged each other and they encouraged their family members to get vaccinated. So we've got vaccination rates well into the 90s for our residents and our staff.
See, this is the frustrating thing as I observe this. I mean, what's the point of vaccination if it doesn't give you something in return?
Well, I guess that's what my argument is. I'm just trying to add my voice to a resident's voice and say, look, it doesn't seem fair or compassionate that they can't see their loved ones. There has to be some sort of payback for the investment that they're making. And we have safety measures in place. The industry is a very solid industry. And we've learned a lot since February 20.
Exactly. So who are you talking to in the government? Who's in charge of all of this stuff?
Well, I think Ministry of Health, we take some guidelines there. But we're also just reaching out to Chris as part of his briefing, as part of the COVID-19 plan. You know, we work with government and we just want our voice to be heard that as the rest of New Zealand reopens, let's not forget our older citizens. Yeah. You know, they've stepped forward, they've been doing their piece and they need a fair shake of the stick.
Couldn't agree more. A couple of things while I've got you. The visa announcement made the other day by the government for some of the people stuck in the country, I'm assuming some of that affects you. Does it help?
It does help, Mike. And New Zealand Aged Care Association have been a very active voice. And we're really encouraged by that. It will definitely help. But we need a lot more.
Don't we all? And what about the mandates on jabs? Is that an issue?
Not for us, because we've been educating and encouraging our residents and our staff to get vaccinated. I think it just brings some clarity, and people need a plan. You know, we've had 8 weeks of prolonged lockdown. There's some uncertainty ahead, and people are just really looking for a plan. You know, let's get behind that. Let's get people vaccinated. But there are other measures in the toolbox that we can use as well.
Good stuff, Brent. Appreciate your time very much. Good luck with it. Brent Patterson, the Oceania Healthcare Chief Executive, with us.